Good morning. You're listening to KBOO. This is Cecil Prescott. And joining me this morning is Michael Anderson Nathy. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Good morning to you, Cecil.
Well, thank you for joining us and for sharing something about Cascade AIDS Project and the new program you're a part of. First, could you tell us about what is Cascade AIDS Project?
Cascade AIDS Project is the largest HIV-AIDS service organization in Oregon and Southwest Washington, and we work with the community to prevent HIV in those at highest risk, support those living with HIV or affected by HIV, such as children and families, and to advocate for a strong community response to the epidemic. And so we have a whole bunch of services that we offer, including prevention, housing, case management, children and families programs throughout the state.
And it's my understanding, as this epidemic has impacted different communities, Cascade AIDS Project has responded differently. And you are part of, is this a new initiative, the Men's Prevention and Wellness, and a center you are opening? Could you tell us something about that?
Sure. Well, about 2.5 years ago, Cascade AIDS Project with Multnomah County Public Health and the Oregon State Department of Human Services joined together to do a few focus groups with members of the Gay and Bi Men's community. They did this to really kind of get a sense from the community what they thought the state of HIV prevention was here in the state, and also to address the continuing health disparities that are really targeting or among gay and bi men in the community. And as part of that, some of the things they heard from the community was that they really wanted to see more of visible presence from CAP in the gay and bi men's community. They wanted to see dedicated space and programming really targeting men's health and wellness, and really to have HIV prevention go broader than a disease-based model and really encompass the whole aspect of men's health and wellness from a strengths-based approach. And if you look across the country, it's really kind of a national move in terms of gay and bi sexual men's health and wellness. People are really starting to offer programs and services from that broader lens. And so what CAP did about a year and a half ago to respond was to create a separate men's prevention and wellness department specifically to work on those issues and to really create that presence and the dedicated programming. And as part of that, our new Men's Wellness Center is one of the larger goals. And so we have been working over the last year to make this space possible.
And I understand that this weekend it will be an opportunity to an opening for the Men's Wellness Center. And could you tell us where that is located and some of the activities?
Absolutely. This is our grand opening weekend with Pride, and we are going to be open all day Saturday from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., and again Sunday from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. The space is located at 928 Southwest Stark Street, right kind of in the area where a lot of gay-owned and operated businesses and the community frequents. And so we're kind of right there in the heart of the action. It is storefront accessible space, and so people can see it and enter it easily. This weekend specifically, we're going to be having a whole bunch of games, and people can win prizes. We're going to have body and face painting and snow cones and music, as well as offering tours of the space to really kind of give community a chance to get in and see what it's like, and also give us their thoughts and feedbacks about what kind of programming they want to see. Long-term, our programming is going to include not only HIV and STD counseling and testing, but people can stop in for to access services and support. We're going to offer social events, which will give community members the opportunity to build community, reduce isolation, have some fun. We're also open to having community forums and town halls on issues that the community feels are important to talk about, because we really want to be a space where people can start engaging in some of the conversations that will help support our community, whether that's about things like meth use in our community, or even if maybe an attorney in the community wants to volunteer to come in and talk about, you know, gay adoption, really things that can go broader than just HIV prevention, but really support our community as a whole.
Now, it's my understanding, as you mentioned, the desire to address a wide range of issues that concerns gay and bi men. So why I understand HIV AIDS is a primary focus, that there are other issues that are concerns of gay and bi men that you will focus on?
Absolutely. We, through either our programming or through partnering with community partners, may bring in issues around substance use or mental health. We also want to be a place where people can not just get support but celebrate our community. And so, if a local artist wants to hang some art and build community that way and show the strengths of our community, we want to address kind of a multitude of factors. A lot of the programming will be steered by what the community members want. For those who want to volunteer and maybe someone wants to start a book club. So we're really open to having it be a community space really developed and run by community members. So
that sounds exciting. And I assume that you are partnering with different agencies and organizations in the community to discern the needs and the desires of community members?
Absolutely. We've been actively talking with many agencies, including Brother to Brother, Outside In, ASAP Drug and Treatment Centers, the Q Center. We've talked about how do we collaborate so that we can serve the broader community as well as us offering specific services to gay and bisexual men. And we're also talking with some community members or volunteers who have other ideas that they want to bring in. So we really are trying to get input from many different aspects. We also created an advisory board this year for our Men's Prevention and Wellness Department made up of key members from the gay and bi men's community that are very diverse to help bring in one more layer of input into the process.
We're speaking this morning with Michael Anderson Nathy of the Cascade ACE Project, Men's Prevention and Wellness Program. You're listening to KBOO Portland. If someone's interested in finding out more about this program, how might they contact you, Michael?
Well, they can contact me by calling CAP at 503-223-5907. And they can ask for Michael Anderson Nathy if they want to talk about volunteer opportunities. If anyone's interested in furthering supporting the Wellness Center through financial support, they can also contact me. We also have a phone number for the Wellness Center itself, and that is 503-445-7699. And they can also go to our CAP website at www.cascadeaids.org.
You mentioned the activities earlier this weekend, but could you also tell us the normal hours that the center will be open?
Yes, we are going to be open normally from Wednesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. And so the idea behind that was to have a space that's accessible to people either on their way home from work or kind of before they're going out for the night. So if they're on their way to dinner or out for some social events, they can also stop by the center, hang out there, participate in some of our social events, and get some of the services before they go.
And it will be available for men of all ages, I assume.
Yep, men of all ages. We're not turning anyone away from services. We are also working with other agencies in our community that to kind of create a referral network. If someone has needs that we can't meet, we want to make sure that we can still connect people with resources.
Recently, our nation became aware of the 25th anniversary of the awareness in this nation of AIDS. And as we mentioned earlier, ways in which to deal with this illness has changed over the years. And I assume that this Men's Wellness Center is a new way to address some of the concerns that men have concerning their health issues. Is this a way in which to get prevention and care message out in a new way?
Absolutely. I think you're right on there. I think prevention across the country is on a verge of shifting. As the disease and HIV has changed, people are living longer and healthier lives, and people are looking for different opportunities from agencies, including opportunities to connect, to build community, reduce isolation, social events that can meet some of their needs. And I think CAP is on the leading edge here with opening a wellness center. There's very few of their kind across the country. And so this is a new way of prevention. This is a broader lens of prevention, and it's really about building community strengths-based approach to HIV prevention.
One of the issues always in terms of HIV/AIDS is funding, and you mentioned earlier how people might help you, but how is this center funded?
Well, the startup cost and really the, all the efforts that to get the space open and ready have been largely funded through Multnomah County Public Health and Washington County Public Health, as well as the Centers for Disease Control and a few private donations. We're still looking for funding for sustainability for the center to keep the programs up and running and to really be able to respond to the needs that are going to come up. And so we're still looking for private donations, and people can certainly contact me at CAP, again, if they're interested. And that number, again, is 503-223-5907. And my name is Michael Anderson, 80.
This is an exciting program and sounds like an exciting weekend. And you mentioned that you have a advisory, voluntary advisory. Is it easy for people to access services or become involved in this program?
Yeah, there are a lot of ways that people can access services and get involved, and we're always looking for community involvement, whether it be at an advisory board level, volunteers to help staff the center, people who have programming ideas they want to bring into the center, and they can always call me or the center or go to any CAP employee and ask how to get involved. And so we really are working to reduce any barriers to any involvement in the center as much as possible. And we really, we know we need the community to really meet the needs of the community. And so we're really working hard to get that voice there.
It sounds as if you've done a lot of work in terms of getting community input. Has it anything surprised you in your listening conversations about the concerns and needs of the community?
There hasn't been a lot of surprises. I think one of the things that we found was that a lot of people are excited about the possibilities, but I think it's that first, like, what kind of programming can I offer this service at the center? And so I think it's really about taking a look at what are your strengths as a community member, what are your connections, and what are your own needs, and then maybe working with us to kind of help either plan some events and bring those strengths to the center. And so I think it's really, it's a partnership between CAP and the community.
And could you tell us again about this weekend and weekend activities?
Absolutely. It's our grand opening weekend, corresponding with Pride. We will be open Saturday from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. We're going to have games and prizes. We'll have music, body and face painting, snow cones, as well as offering tours of the center ongoing throughout the day and getting feedback from the community about what kind of programming they want to see. And again, we're at 928 Southwest Stark Street, and the number for the Wellness Center is 503-445-7699.
Well, it certainly seems like it's going to be a busy weekend for you and and those involved. I hope you keep up your energy.
Busy, but very, very exciting. It's wonderful to finally get to this day and to be able to open up the space. So
it seems as if people have been working on this for a long time, and this seems to be could be a wonderful opportunity as a new direction in terms of seeking wellness and wholeness for gay and bi men. So this is really exciting, and you know, just to remind us, how may people contact you?
They can reach me by calling 503-223-5907.
And we're speaking with Michael Anderson Nathy of the Cascade AIDS Project. He's the manager of the Men's Prevention and Wellness Center, which is opening on their grand opening celebration this weekend. And that location is 928 Southwest Stark Street in downtown Portland. And it seems obvious to me, well, why did you pick that location?
Oh, that location is where a lot of the gay and bisexual men's community frequent for either social events or in and out of the city. And so, and certainly not all the community does, but it was a space where the community members during the focus group identified as a really accessible and easy place to get to for them. And so we really want to meet their needs and respond to the needs in a true, concrete way. And so we really went with what the feedback was and spent about a year looking for a space there.
And it seems like a good location and a good way in which to get the word out in terms of wellness and wholeness.
Absolutely. And we're surrounded by businesses that are very supportive of our efforts in terms of helping us out with recruiting and advertising and some financial support. So it's been wonderful.
Well, thank you, Michael, for sharing with us this morning about this new exciting project that you are involved in. And it's the Men's Wellness Center, which is located at 928 Southwest Dock. And Michael can be reached at 503-223-5907. That's the Cascade AIDS Project. And the number for the center is 503-445-7699. Any inspiring words you would have to say before we let you go, Michael?
Well, I think that the opening of the center is and the timing of it is perfect, with Pride coming up for our community, and the center and CAP itself is heading in some new directions, and we're rolling out a new logo. I think we're at a point of change, and I think this is the time to rally as a community, and I look forward to all the possibilities. So.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your good work.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to KBOO Portland. My name is Cecil, and we'll see you next time.